This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a pleasure to welcome into the studio this afternoon Georgina Forbes from Romsey Mill. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? We've just been saying off air, we see each other about every other day at the moment.
Well, we do, really, yeah.
Have you recovered from organising Bridge the Gap?
Well, we're just about to head into it again, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal, really. But, yeah, it was a great event this year, wasn't it?
It was. It was huge fun.
Really
and
good.
What I like about the Bridge the Gap is the Bridge the Gap committee are actually a great bunch of people. It's huge fun.
Yeah.
It is taken extremely seriously and everybody works very hard, but there's always time for a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
So there we go. So how's things down at Romsey Mill?
Really well, yeah. Busy, 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 though, as usual. And we've got our next event coming up, which you know about.
This is all a bit... You've gone a bit upper class here, haven't we? This is raising the bar. Tell us about your gala evening, your charity gala.
Well, I'm the community fundraiser for Romsey Mill. And to me, since I've been working at Romsey Mill, it's been important to try and reach a new audience, get our message out there, get to meet people that may not have used our services, but that really want to support something local and that's doing really good work. So, firstly, we started off with the golf. So we're now on our fourth charity golf day, which will happen next year on the 4th of October. And that's sponsored by BMW. But, like you say, we're up in our game a little bit and decided to have a charity gala. So this is actually a black tie event, Neil.
You see, now I have when you walk around Cambridge, you quite often walk around Cambridge, especially like a Friday or a Saturday night, and there's always loads of people in dinner jam. You think, yeah, but you're all doing university stuff and going to special clubs that I'm not invited to.
Exactly.
I want to put a black tie on, but you won't let me in.
See, we're much more inclusive at Romsey Mill. We want to open this up and it's going to be a great night, actually.
Okay, so when is it? Where is it? What have you got going on?
Well, it's on the 10th of November, which is a Saturday night, and it is at the Hallmark Hotel in Bar Hill. So it's the Hallmark Hotel, Cambridge. It's the Cambridgeshire Suite, and that's usually used for weddings and stuff, but we're going to get it all draped up and backlit and all love. Oh, I shouldn't give too much away, should I, really?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, people are going to want to come to this. Yeah, this sounds amazing.
We've got an 8-piece band, Deep Blue, who are local, and they're coming to play the second gig they've done for us. And they're amazing. Absolutely great. Really, really good musicians.
So what, I mean, are they just a very good general musician? They do lots of covers of lots of stuff?
They do bluesy kind of stuff. They're just very competent musicians and they do lots of different covers.
Am I going to need my dancing shoes?
There is actually going to be a proper dance... Well, not. I can't say proper dance floor because I don't know that it's sprung, but there's going to be...
A proper dance area.
Definitely a dance area. And if you don't dance, there'll be penalties.
Yeah, you might not want to see me dance. You might pay me to...
People would pay to see that, probably.
Sit down, I think, Georgina. Right, OK, so we've got an 8-piece band. That's a good call. That's going to make a bit of noise, isn't it?
Well, it's starting with a drinks reception.
Right.
So that's going to be wonderful. And that is going to be sponsored by Citrix.
Oh, yeah.
Which are our lovely friends at Citrix. So they're sponsoring that. And then the band, who, because they're an 8-piece band and they're going to be there all day, or all evening, need to be fed and watered, which feeding and watering 8 people on a charity's budget is really quite exorbitant.
Yeah, I mean, well, it comes Exactly.
So Arm have come forward and have sponsored the band, so they're going to feed them and water them, or beer them.
Excellent. Good call, Arm. Like what you're thinking.
And
a well-fed and watered band is a band that will entertain.
Absolutely.
Oh, amazing.
And so people will get a lovely 3-course meal provided by the Hallmark, and it's just going to be a really nice night. We've got lots of prizes been donated. The top prize, the grand gala prize, has been donated by the Swan Hotel in Southwold, evening meal for two, an overnight stay in their superior room. Can you believe that? And then a brewery and distillery tour the next day.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah. So, and they're actually going to come to the event too. So,
God bless them.
I know. This is what I love, is that not only are we reaching, a new audience of people that we hope will grow to support Romsey Mill and be regular supporters. But the businesses that are coming forward, and even businesses that aren't necessarily on our doorstep, but they're looking at the work that we do and the lives that are being changed. Once, you know, you look at those young people and what they're facing.
And let's just take five seconds to just do that. Just remind us, for those who are going, yeah, all right, Romsey Mill, what do they do then? Well, they mill their own flour. So what is it?
Yeah, well, we've got this mill.
So just remind us what Romsey Mill does, because it's an amazing range of things you do.
It is, yeah. We work with families, children and young people that are facing disadvantage within our area of Cambridge and surrounding villages. So we go up to as far as Peterborough, out towards Camborne and Sawston, Shelford. We do a lot of partnership work, a lot of youth work. We really are there to help people that are facing tough times. And
that can be tough times in a range of ways, can't it? I mean, sort of like mental health issues.
The situations that people can get in, and it can be anybody that get in these situations, you know, we work with teenage parents. We work with children that are in mainstream school that are on the autistic spectrum, have that diagnosis. We work with kids that are really struggling to stay engaged with education, so they will come out to us. And we do things like teach them how to cook, do little enterprise schemes with them, get them thinking about things in maybe a different environment than they'd have at school. And it's great, you know, it's a really nice environment, and we have 38 years experience doing this work.
Yeah, so it's say, you know it, what you're it, talking about it,
exactly yeah and we have two preschools, which is great. So we're working with really young ones right the way through to, I mean, today we had a sewing course going on for young parents, which was lovely, where they're just picking up skills of how to do basic sewing. So,
and you've got music stuff on the go and everything, haven't you? You've got a recording studio and
absolutely
things.
Absolutely, several recording studios, actually. Yeah. It's really quite impressive. I would say to anybody that's not heard of Romsey Mill, check us out online.
Well, and just mention your name around, and it's amazing how many people go, oh, yeah, well, I've got friends. Oh, yeah, they use Romsey. Yeah, they were in touch. Yeah, they spent some time. And it's everyone knows. You know, I mean, I know we just said, for those who don't know, tell us. But most people do know at least a little of your work, and it's amazing what you do.
But when people come and see, if they come to Romsey Mill Centre, and you can just call us up and say, could I come and visit you? And they come and see, and they're absolutely amazed, because it is an old church building, but it's been totally transformed to be used for a totally new way, and it's serving the community. So it's not just the work we're doing with young people, but the rooms we have are for hire at a very competitive rate for the local community and that kind of thing.
I mean, you're dead centre. You're just on the corner of Hemmingford Road and Mill
absolutely.
Road, aren't you? It's nice. Just out of town slightly, that you can park around the area.
Isn't it the chicest place of Cambridge currently?
Is that right? I'm not surprised. Yes, I'm not surprised. It's got a lovely ambiance, hasn't it?
It does indeed.
It's the ambiance as you go. So listen, coming back to this evening then, so it sounds amazing. Just recap, we've got drinks reception, three course food, we've got an 8-piece band, we've got dancing, we've got competitions, we've got everything, with the top prize, an overnight stay in a premium room at the newly reopened Swan Hotel in Southwark.
Superior room?
That says premium on here, I'm reading it off your website.
Oh, well, it's superior, love.
Which comes higher on the scale?
Well, I'm quoting them when I say superior.
Right, very good. Well, we'll go for superior. And an evening meal beforehand, and then a brewery
absolutely.
Tour afterwards.
Yeah. That'll be the they've had a massive refurbishment.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lovely little video they do as a walkthrough, so you can actually see what they've done, and it is lovely. It's really nice.
And Southwold's a beautiful place anyway, and it'll be the Adnams Brewery, I take it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's Adnams of Southwold.
Yeah.
All right, then, so how much are tickets?
£55.
It's a bargain.
It is indeed.
It is. And can you do block bookings? Can you do table bookings and things
absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. Yeah? In fact, one of our supporters has a rather large birthday coming up, and she's said she's a single lady, and she said to her friends, instead of buying me a present this year, what I'd really like is for you to come with me to the Romsey Mill Gala, and that she's got a table of 10 people. And she said, for the money, even for the people, you know, they're paying for themselves, she's going to pay for herself. And they're going to get great value for money.
I was going to say, it's a fab party.
It is a party laid on. And you don't have to do any washing up after.
No. What a good idea. What a great idea. I'm trying to work out how I'm going to get there, to be honest. So there we go. So everything goes towards Romsey Mill's work with children, young people and families. If people want tickets, how do they get them?
Well, there is a website called Ticket Tailor. And right. if you just Google Ticket Tailor and search for Romsey Mill, we have that's a platform to buy tickets. You can email events@romseymill.org. You can go to our Facebook site, which has a link as well directly to Ticket Tailor, so you can buy tickets like that. Mm-hmm. Or you can phone us at the office and get advice that way.
Okay.
So shall I give you the number?
Go ahead.
So it's 01223 566 492, and that's directly through to our fundraising team, who are experts in this kind of thing.
They can take bookings and you don't even realise it's happened. I can also tell you the link on your website works beautifully, so if you find the event on the website, on the Romsey Mill website, it'll take you through to Ticket Tailor, and you can buy your tickets there, and that website is romseymill.org. So it's Saturday the 10th of November. It's at the Hallmark Hotel in Cambridge, which is up at Bar Hill, and it's black tie. Black tie compulsory then, so it is black tie.
Well, I'm...
Just say yes.
I do want to say yes, but there are some young people that are like really stressing about this. But you know what? Did you know the history of the black tie?
Go on.
Well, evidently, the Prince of Wales in 1865 was like going up to Sandringham and didn't want to have to keep putting on his long tails. So he kind of come up with this shorter smoking jacket that would be easier to be able to...
Is that right?
You know, yeah. And so he was dressing down. And we use it to absolutely dress up, don't we? But, I mean, I think, really, come smart, you know, come smart.
It's a gala evening, come on,
let's do that. But, obviously, we want people to come, we want people to enjoy. If you want to come in some sort of crushed velvet, that's fine.
Is that right? I'll make a note.
I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, cheers, thanks for that. All right, so there you go, it's a date for your diary, Saturday the 10th of November, as I say. It's the Romsey Mill's first charity gala, and I take it'll become an annual event if it works well.
I hope so.
Music by Deep Blue. It's going to be a great evening. Georgina, you'll be there in your full all the taffeta dress and everything, will you?
Oh, regalia, absolutely.
Excellent. All right, lovely.
Tiara.
And if I turn up and Neil Thompson and Neil Perry there, we'll have the three Neils. It'll be like the three tenors.
Oh, that would be great. Let's do it.
Yeah, we could do something. We could do a barber's shop trio or something, couldn't we?
I think you should.
The three Neils.
The three Neils. Brilliant.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
Georgina, lovely to see you. Good luck with the evening. And whatever goes on, have a great evening.
Thank you.
I may well see you there.
Brilliant.